Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast. Oh, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Hope you have all had a great weekend in spite of the weather or other challenges that you may have faced this weekend. For me, it's been a pretty busy weekend. I've been on call, as I said the other day, got called out yesterday afternoon, which was a shame because I was having such a good time building the chicken run, etc., etc. But I did manage to do some gardening yesterday and today. The main thing that I've been able to do is integrate the chickens into their new run. As you know, we got Martha last week who came with her own chicken coop. We've got the run, which we've bolted with the original run that we had, taken out the real original run, the smaller one. And I was hoping we're going to be able to split them up still and keep the original house in the inside the bigger area and close off the smaller area for Martha. Unfortunately, I couldn't fit it through the doors, so I've had to put all the chickens together today. They seem to be doing okay. They had a bit of a fight, as chickens do, while I try and work out the pecking order, and Martha seemed to retreat into her home. But we'll see what happens. I'm sure it will get easier. And that was today they finally went together. Tonight, when I finished the live show, headed indoors, they were still out. But Hawkins and Martha have both been in the home and they have both laid an egg. But Bear and Gertie hadn't been in the home today. They've been out on the run and they were a bit squawky this evening trying to find their way into the home. So I had to put them away deliberately. So hopefully that'll be okay. And hopefully they will figure it out from now on in. Now, while I had the chicken run open, I actually dug out some of the mud from that area. It's quite smelly because obviously it's mixed up with their chicken poop and straw, etc., etc., and has got wet with all the rain. So I dug that out and that has gone into the compost heap to build more compost. Now, I have been down the allotment. I went down there yesterday, actually. And this week we had a notification or an email sent around saying that some of the sheds had been broken into and one of the allotment representatives was doing a walk around the allotment to see what damage had been done. And I didn't thought I got away with it, to be honest. I mean, I have nothing on the allotment shed anymore that can be stolen. But when I went down there, I found my big shed. The doors were wide open and a battery strimmer laid outside. Luckily, nothing got taken from that. And also the smaller shed, don't think they'd gone in it, but they may have tried. A little bit annoying. Luckily, as I said, nothing had got taken. But then this is part of the joys of having an allotment. Things are going to get broken into. But what annoyed me a little bit more is the representative had made note of both my plots being broken into. But he didn't email me directly, did he? No. He put it on Facebook in the group, but in a reply to another comment. So I never saw it that mine was listed. And that's really annoying. Really annoying. However, you know, two sheds broken into. Well, luckily nothing was stolen, but there's a lot worse going on down in other people's shed. As I said, never have anything of any value in there. So is what it is. Is what it is. And what I always say, you know, somebody had a battery-powered strimmer that was dumped in front of my shed. So that is waiting to be collected from whoever owns it too. Like I say, could be worse. We were quite lucky. How can we prevent this from happening again? We can't. We cannot prevent this from happening again. This is, as I say, just something that goes on with allotments. They're not the most securest. And I kind of feel if you make your shed more secure, you're going to be able to break the actual shed to get in. Some people say they don't even lock their shed doors just to let thieves open the door so they can get in. I personally go with the view that I don't keep anything of value on the allotment. So if it does get broken into, it doesn't matter. I was hoping they were going to steal my old lawnmower, in all honesty, because that's got to go to the scrapyard. It's so rusty and taken apart. But unfortunately, of course, it was underneath a load of rubbish, so they didn't take it. Never mind. These things happen. Now, I want to quickly run through some of the seeds from this month, that we have sown. How are yours getting on? How are your seeds that you've sown this month going? Love to find out more on that. Now, I've noticed that the celery, that's really germinated well. It's not quite at the point that we need to prick it out, but it is doing pretty well. And lettuce as well. Lettuce outside in a veggie pot. So that has germinated and that seems to be doing well as well. They're both a bit young at the moment, but I'm sure we will get there. The other seeds, so the sweet pepper, the beetroot and the carrot and... Yes, the thyme. They haven't shown any signs as of yet, but give it time. And they will surely germinate. And I'll let you know when that happens as well. I'm trying to try and keep on top of everything and let you know when anything does happen with our seeds so that we are continuing this whole thing of growing together. On Friday, I'll be sending out next month's seeds and I will go through what those are on Thursday podcast. But let's just say there's a lot going on there. Right, well, I'm going to wrap this up for this evening. Tomorrow on the main podcast, I'm talking about growing nuts. This is something I found really, really interesting. And I said the other day about if you want to be in with a chance to win tickets, we're doing a competition on Monday on the main podcast. But you guys, if you are available on the Sunday, the 30th of April, to go to Bewley in the New Forest for Gardeners World Live, you get to go around Bewley as well. I've got a pair of tickets, two adult tickets, that I'm going to be running a competition tomorrow. So if you are interested in that, then please do go and enter that competition. As a supporters club, you just let me know if you want to enter. I know some of you have came back and said you want to be in, so that's great. But if anybody else, then please do. Right. That is it for this episode. Anyway, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.